Sanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lance. He is Jeremy Warner. Mike Carpenter on the other side of the glass. He's handling the calls for us today and giving his opinion, as always. And one of the things, Jeremy and Mike, that we have been so fortunate here at the new Connect FM is since we have started with this program, and Jeremy, I think you would agree, is that the guys from the Cardinals broadcast team have been great with us and able to come on, and today is no exception to that.
Yeah, as a new Cardinals affiliate, they've welcomed us in with open arms.
And Mike Claiborne from KMOX and the Cardinals broadcast team joining us now. And Mike, we figured today would be a slow day in St. Louis. You got nothing really to do down there, right? So we thought you'd want to come on our show.
I played 9 holes of golf, did a little shopping, had a little lunch, ran into Dusty Baker, and nothing going on.
Look at that.
What's Dusty got going on?
It is warm. It is warm. What's Dusty up to these days?
You know what? Trying to figure out how to get this team back on track.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You know, they've got the same ball clubs they had last year. But I think that trying to put a win streak together has been a challenge for them. But they'll be in this thing. It'll be a three-team race. Cardinals, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee. And you know what? I got to give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. You know what they've done? Instead of rushing kids to the majors like we've seen them do in the past, they decided to sit on some kids. And when they brought them up, they were ready to play.
Yep.
And right now, they have been a very formidable opponent. The concern is will their starting pitching hold up? So we'll see. But, you know, I don't know whether you heard the first baseman. I can't think of the guy's name to play for the Cardinals.
Mark Hamilton.
He was activated today. So I just finished watching him take batting practice. Don't think he's going to be in a lineup tonight, though. I think that they'll probably let him sit it out, maybe do some pinch hitting. But it looked like the guy that had missed a day.
Wow. And, Mike, that's my question to you. You're down there. You're seeing him go. I mean, how much does a broken wrist 2 weeks back, I mean, how rare is it to see a guy bounce back this quick? And it seems like, from all accounts, like you just said, he looks just like the old Albert.
Jeremy, that's a great question, and it almost makes you wonder if the wrist was ever broken. I don't know. You know, as I said to somebody, I didn't know Albert had all of a sudden become a hockey player, you know, because they play through everything.
Exactly.
I didn't see the x-rays, so I don't know. But I know guys who play this game and who, you know, it's hard to recover from a broken wrist. Now, I don't know how severe the break was, but apparently it's one that either A, is so minimal, or one that Albert could play through the pain. So I'm not sure which one it is, but there's a few eyebrows being raised about this miraculous recovery that's taking place.
St. Louis broadcaster Mike Claiborne joining us here on the T&J Show. And, Mike, is it all right if you're me and you're scared to death about playing him right now?
Well, I'm on board with you. I mean, now, granted, he's been cleared to play, and Albert loves playing the game. But are the Cardinals going to fall 10 games out of first place for the rest of the week if
no.
he doesn't play?
No, exactly.
I mean, you've got an additional 3 days or 4 days before he actually has to play. And the way he hits over in Cincinnati, you definitely want him ready. So I don't see it, but you know what? Albert didn't call me, nor did the Cardinals, to give my opinion on it. So I'm just going to roll with what they think is best. But I'm one of the errors on the side of caution because we've had too many injuries in the past where guys thought they were ready. And I'll go back to Mark DeRosa, who had the injury that they thought he could play through, and he was useless to the team and still has never recovered from that injury. So again, I didn't see the x-rays. I don't know what the actual severity was. But apparently it's one that everybody seems to be comfortable with. So if they're happy, I'm ecstatic.
And Mike, maybe I'm trusting Albert. Maybe I'm trusting the Cardinals medical staff too much. But I think if he's ready to go, you put him in. Because I think this NL Central is going to come down to a game or two between the Reds, Brewers, and Cardinals probably. And we've seen Albert. I mean, he's one of the best hitters of the last decade. His wins above replacement is through the roof. You're more likely to win with him, so why wouldn't you play him? Of course, I'm nervous, but I put him in the lineup. If he says he's ready and the doctors say he's ready.
Well, you know, it's the high risk, high reward. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I just think that it's just one of those things because of the injury, the nature of it. You know, if it's a pulled hamstring, okay, you know how that works. But whenever you hear about a broken bone, especially in his wrist on his power arm, you know, you kind of say to yourself, well, you know, couldn't we wait a little while longer? Again, the team is playing much better, and this Cincinnati team is a good one. But I probably would have waited. But you know, as you said, Albert knows Albert better than anybody else. So if he wants to play, then have at it.
Talking with Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster, also on KMOX Sports down in St. Louis. And Mike, one of the reasons Cardinals are playing so well, even without Albert, at least lately, is Chris Carpenter, just a rejuvenated ace, won his last three starts, has gone 7, 9, and then 8 innings in his last three starts. What's been different with him lately?
Just a little bit better luck. And the other thing about the fact that he's gone deeper in the ball games, you know, he had 119 pitches last night. He's thrown off 115 pitches, I think, in his last 4 hours.
Wow.
Now, one of the things I think attributes to that is he's pitched on an extra day's rest. You know, we've been off every Monday in the month of June.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
So I think that, you know, you're pitching on an extra day's rest. And Chris Carpenter may throw the fewest amount of bullpens than is anyone I've ever seen before a game.
Hmm.
If Carp throws 15 pitches, I mean, if he throws 20, 25 pitches, that's a lot. He'll throw 5 or 6 just to get loose. He'll throw 5 more just to kind of throw over a little velocity, and then he'll kind of bring it back for the next 5 to 10. Very unique situation where he doesn't leave his best games in the bullpen.
Interesting. That's why we have a guy like Mike Claiborne on. He is down there. He sees this stuff. Mike, I read, I think in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch a week or two ago, something about Adam Wainwright, and I'm not putting you on the spot here.
No. The answer is no, unequivocally no. He is not coming back this year.
Okay.
I talked to Adam the other day about it, and I talked to Dave Duncan. And they're both in agreement that nothing's going to happen this
okay.
year.
Now, did I read it right that where if he's not on the active roster, then he becomes a free agent, or is that all wrong?
Well, there's some wrangling going on with regard to the wording of the contract.
Okay.
But I think that they'll get that resolved. They're going to work on an extension for him anyway, so it's not going to be, they got to get Albert squared away, and then they'll address Wainwright. You know, they got some really interesting decisions to make after next season because they've got some money that's going to go away in Westbrook and maybe Kyle Loesch. So they'll have some money to play with, and I think if they just let everybody be patient, I think everybody will get what they're looking for.
Mike Claiborne, is Yadi Molina not the perfect guy to hit and run with?
You know, he handles the bat so well for a catcher. Well, for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I mean, you know, there's a lot of teams that like to have him.
Sure.
Smart hitter. It doesn't try and overswing. He just hits it where it's pitched. The unfortunate thing is Rasmus doesn't know when to run all the time. So one of those situations. But Yadi is just so good, man. You can hit him 6th, 7th, or 8th. And he always finds a way to make himself effective with the bat.
It's funny that, you know, people were doing that. They were doing the shift, I believe, Tampa was, on Berkman with that right side. I would do the right side shift with Yadi, and he's right-handed. It's like that Edgar Renteria stroke that he just takes out to right field. It's beautiful.
You know, I'll tell you who else is pretty good at it now, Skip Schumacher, where as a left-handed hitter, he hits a lot of balls to left field, and these teams don't do the scouting. And that left fielder will shade over toward the gap, and the next thing you know, he'll hit one right down the line in the corner. you know, the smart hitters, they don't try and pull everything. They just hit the ball where it's pitched, and they just try and hit it in that direction. And you'll be amazed at, you know, one hit like that every week can just do wonders for your average. So, you know, it's really neat to watch him because he really gets it. And whoever taught him his baseball just should be commended because he's just been terrific.
Last question with Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster, KMOX. You got to go nostalgic with me here, Mike. We brought up last week some patriotic things, and we brought up Jack Buck's 9/11 poem. So I went to the garage this week and found the Jack Buck CD, and I've been listening to it the last couple of days. And I've meant to ask you this before, even just when we were sitting there having dinner or something. What did Jack Buck mean to you, and how much? What? Just give me your thoughts on Jack.
Man, that's a great question. You know, I work with Jack. Jack and I did sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, which is a big, big deal. At least it was then. It still is now. I tell you, my first actual working relationship, he and I did, they call it the 7-Up shootout, the high school thing. And I'll tell you who was playing. Kenny Anderson was playing. He was going to Georgia Tech. And Jack didn't know much about it, and I was nervous as heck. Jack told me a funny story about a flight he was on, and it kind of loosened me up. So after the first quarter, or the first half, Kenny Anderson had 4 points, and Jack said, "This kid doesn't look so hot to me." and the next thing I know, I think he came out and scored like 37 in the second half. But he was really good to me. He gave me a little advice here and there. And, you know, I used to be able to do a really good Jack Buck impersonation. And Joe heard it one day. So they were at an event, and they saw me coming the other way. So Joe said, "There he is. That's the one that can do you, Dad." So I had to do it for Jack. But he, you know what? He was a really nice man, very helpful. And I miss him because he would go out of his way. If he thought you had a chance, he'd talk to you about your career and ask you what you were thinking and where you were headed. And he would ask about sports that maybe he wasn't up to snuff on. He knew I was a boxing fan, and he was too. And we sit and talk everything but baseball. You name a sport, he'd want to talk about that, anything other than baseball, because he had all the answers for that. But what a terrific person he was. And he kind of set the standard on how people in this industry should treat other people in this industry. So
absolutely,
we all work at it. And speaking of which, another great person, Jay Randolph Sr.
Yes.
Okay, you'll love this. He and I are doing the game on Sunday together. Mike and John are both on assignments on Sunday. So Jay and I, and he's the dean of broadcasting in St. Louis. He's been around longer than anyone.
Wow.
He's the same way. Same person.
Isn't that neat?
And the stories that go on about he and Jack and Mike when they were doing Cardinal baseball together in other cities. The great one, I think, is the time when Mike Shannon took Howard Cosell's limousine at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, because Mike would go over, you know, this was back when Mike would go over to the Derby that day, go to the Derby, and then get back to St. Louis just in time for the game that night. And apparently they couldn't find Mike's car to get him to the airport. And so Mike and Jay had to get back, so they saw Cosell's limousine, has Cosell's name on it, and they went up and took Cosell's limousine to the airport. I mean, those are the things, and there's so many great stories that those guys were involved in, and it's kind of lost art in our business now.
Yep.
But they're fun guys.
I just love hearing it, and I thought of that one time. I said, the next time I talk to Mike, I'm going to ask him to bring up a Jack
Buck.
He was
a hoop, man.
He was definitely
everything they said he was.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Mike Claiborne, thank you so much. I guess we'll see if Albert gets in that lineup tonight, and if he does, then we'll just hope and pray everything's good to go.
Well, it'll be in dramatic fashion, I'm sure, and he'll be my star of the game. That's what I'm predicting right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I love it. Mike Claiborne,
hey,
thank you.
Hey, Jeremy, you know, we do have a baseball season. It's okay to come to St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, your partner is about to get an apartment here. He spends so much time in St. Louis these days.
He's got
to
get a chance.
I don't know if he told Gene about it yet, but, you know, he spends a lot of time here in St. Louis.
Well, if Tay ever lets me take a day off and get down there, maybe I'll try that, Mike.
You guys got to come do the show here.
You know what? We're either going to do that or I'm going to pull him out on a Saturday and we're coming down for a game. One of the two is going to happen soon.
All right, boys. Hey, have a great day, and let's get a winner tonight.
Super. Thank you, Mike Claiborne.
Right.
We appreciate it.
No
that
problem.
Is Mike
Take
Claiborne,
care.
Cardinals broadcaster, KMOX Radio in St. Louis. And, boy, I got him waxing poetic there on Jack Buck, didn't I?
We
got
to get to a break now.
I know. I was like, wow, we're going to be really heavy on everything, but that's all right. I enjoyed listening.
I'll listen to stories about Jack Buck anytime.
Anytime. All right. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.